And also, you know, there's this idea that young people don't vote. And I think that we really seen that over the last few elections, that there's been this youth turnout that's been increasing, like, little by little since 2016. Back then, the youth turnout was really bad. And not that it was fully, you know, blamed on them what happened that year, but it was definitely that thing that in the midterms of 2018, they were like, well, you see what's happening, you need to show up and vote. And so we've seen small incremental percentages of Gen Zers showing up and young millennials, but it's to be seen if that's going to happen this year, too.
Matt, what about you? You're in Georgia, and so I'm sure you have a distinct view from there, but what is your sense of how young people are affecting what's happening in Georgia politics-wise?
So just here in Georgia, the largest actual registered group of people, age block-wise, is 18 to 24-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Like 850,000 registered people in that age group are here in Georgia. Unfortunately, that's not like the percentage of people who have most voted so far, though. It's disproportionately older people so far who are voting in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be interesting to see once Gen Z actually does start to exercise its political power. I think that this is going to be a political sea change in the country, not just because Gen Z is such a large generation in so many ways, but also because it has such distinct political interests and such distinct political desires compared to past generations. So Gen Z is obviously one of the most diverse generations that we've ever seen. It's on track to the most educated generation. It's disproportionately a generation that are the children of immigrants and has a very idiosyncratic, shall we say, political beliefs and whatnot. And I think that that's going to be something that when you look at states like Georgia that are also much younger than the national average, that you're going to see politics change here just off of, you know, generational change alone.
Well, let's talk more about those beliefs. Marianne and Carmela, what are your sense of what is motivating Gen Z voters and what are the issues that they care about?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely saw the awareness kind of raise up, or, you know, the involvement in civic mindedness come up a little more after the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe. And so I think you saw all these protests, all these social media movements, all these mainly young women leading the charge and saying, we need to get out of the polls, we have to change this, we can't let this happen. And so I think that that's something that the Democrats are really counting on, to see this anger, this like terror that many young women have, and, you know, also, you know, young people in Gen Z in general. So that's one of the driving forces. And again, there's also the aspect of, you know, they're the mass shooting generation. These voters have been seeing in their real life, like, shooters come into their schools and politicians do nothing. And so I think that those are maybe the two top issues that we could see Gen Z coming out to the polls and, you know, fight for.